This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Ray, and I'm originally from the Philippines, but now living in Big Bear, California. So this event happened approximately 6 years ago, back in the Philippines. It was a day after our college graduation, and we went on a trip to celebrate. We went to an island hopping and, you know, usually got drunk during one of the parties in one of the islands. And that time it was like midnight, and our boat driver decided not to drive us back to the mainland because he thinks that we're either too drunk or too wasted to ride in a boat, and it's going to be dangerous for us. So we decided to find a place to stay, you know, for us to spend the night. And the inn that we've found is seemingly a new building that looks different from any structures in the island. It's a concrete structure with multiple rooms. So we get it for a bargain price. When we asked the owner why it was so cheap, they said that they're just keeping the tradition of hospitality that was started by their grandmother. So we occupied three rooms, one taken by my friend and his girlfriend, and the rest by us. And I bunked with three other friends. Now, what seemingly like a normal sleep was disturbed by a sound. It was a scream from the other room. It was my friend and his girlfriend's room. So we hurried to their room to check what's going on, and it took them a while before they can open the door. And when my friend opened the door, we saw her girlfriend, or his girlfriend, sitting and crying in the corner of the room, terrified, as if, you know, something terrible has happened. We thought, you know, it was my friend who's doing something bad to her, but apparently that's not the case. And when we asked our friend what's going on, he didn't answer and just point to the bed. The bed looked like it was, flipped all over by something or someone. I don't know. They did not say anything about it. So what we just did is we invited our friends and his girlfriend to the other room so that we can all, go back to sleep and just, hopefully get the answer the next day. And so the next day, I got up early. You know, I really wanted to see the sun go up from the mountains in the island, something like that. Basically just wanted to see the sunrise on the beach. But on my way out, I saw an old lady, an elderly lady. She was looking at the, she looks like she was checking on the furniture. So I approached her and gave her the mano respect. The one that, you hold the hand of the elderly and put it to your forehead. It was a traditional Filipino greeting to the elderly. And then I asked her where she's living. And she told me I was living upstairs. Her answer is actually a bit weird for me because the words that she used, some of those words were actually no longer in use in the local dialect or in the local, in the local language. So think of it as old English, if it's English. So the answer was a bit weird for me, but I didn't really mind it because she's old. Probably that was the language before and that's how they use it in the island. So I didn't really mind it. So I went at the house, and the sun was red rising. And when I came back, I was able to take a glimpse of the house that I wasn't able to do during the night. And I realized that it was a big house, but it's just one story. There's no second floors or even an attic. So that old lady's answer flashed back to me, saying that she lives upstairs, and damn, that house has no upstairs or something. So shocked me, and I went back and I tried looking for her, but she's nowhere to be found. And during breakfast, we were finally able to get answer from my friend and his girlfriend what happened. So he said, you know, they're on their way to, you know, making love or having sex, but they haven't really started it. They're just, you know, getting it started, something like that. When my friend said someone or something pushed him out of the top while he's on the top of his girlfriend, someone pushed him off the bed. There's a force. He said it was, feels like an arm, but he couldn't see anyone or anything. Pushed him. He was pushed off the bed. Then when his girlfriend, you know, got up, the moment that his girlfriend got up from bed, the bed was flipped over to the side, and they can't explain whatever it was, and they swear no one is in the room. It was a small room, so we can attest to that, and no one can fit through that very small window if it's really someone. But they didn't see anything. It was just, he said it was just a strong force that pushed him and, you know, flipped the bed over. So they got really scared, and, you know, we went to the owner and asked her what's going on. Is it, is this place haunted? Because, you know, we've experienced a couple of weird stuff. And when we told her the story, she immediately understand what's going on, and she said that's probably my grandmother. So when she explained it, she said that inn was built 3 years ago, but what was originally standing there before that inn was their ancestral house that was out there for like 300 years, but was demolished and was, you know, converted into an inn. So she said her grandmother is a good-natured lady, very nice lady, very hospitable, and really welcome everyone from the, from anywhere. All the visitors that she got, you know, gets the best welcome and hospitality. And they said there's a rumor that she even served both American and Japanese soldiers during the World War II, although, you know, Japanese stole a lot of her stuff, but they still served them. But she said that though she was a good-natured lady, very nice lady, she said that her grandmother was a tiger strict in implementing, you know, religious moral values or something like that. And she is very strict about that to her children and eventually to her grandchildren before she passed away. So, you know, she get the idea that maybe her grandmother doesn't want premarital sex or something like that to happen inside her house, because our friend is about to do it. So she's probably trying to stop them from doing it because it's immoral or something, something like that. And, you know, when she showed us the picture, it really matches the face of the old lady that I saw during in that morning, earlier that day, and it was just less gloomier. So before we leave, we left the house, we actually offered prayer and apologies for her. So, you know, just to make sure that we can pay respect to the old lady. And yeah, it was a bizarre experience for us. I've experienced a lot of different things, but this one was, you know, something, I'm not sure if it's really scary, but yeah, it scared the hell out of my friends. So yeah, that's my story. Hope you guys like it. Keep it up. Thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.